This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, this morning on the third leg of his five-nation tour that aims to reinforce India's engagements with Global South. He was given a warm welcome by the Indian community upon his arrival in the Argentinian capital with a special classical dance performance. Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks this evening to further strengthen the strategic partnership and open new avenues of cooperation between the two countries. A report.
The official engagements for Prime Minister begin at the statue of General José de San Martín, where the Prime Minister will pay his respects to Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero, who was a key leader in South America's independence, liberating Argentina, Chile and Peru from Spanish rule. Prime Minister will then be accorded a ceremonial welcome. He will hold the delegation talks, followed by a lunch hosted by President Milei for him. The discussions are expected to focus on cooperation in critical minerals and energy security.
Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart, Kamla Prasad Bisesar, at the iconic Red House in Port of Spain last evening. Following the talks, the two countries signed six agreements to enhance cooperation in several sectors, including infrastructure and pharmaceuticals. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today laid the foundation stone of the country's first cooperative university, Tribhuvan Sahakari Vishwavidyalaya, at Anand, Gujarat. During the program, Mr. Shah said that in the last 4 years, the Ministry of Cooperation has launched 60 new initiatives. The Ministry of Cooperation was established to instill hope in the lives of crores of poor and rural people.
देश के प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने तय किया कि करोड़ों गरीब, करोड़ों ग्रामीण, उनके जीवन में आशा का संचार, उनकी आर्थिक समृद्धि के लिए देश में सहकारिता मंत्रालय की स्थापना की जाए, उसके बाद सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर केंद्र में एक अलग मंत्रालय की स्थापना हो.
During the event, Mr. Shah also unveiled a special bilingual module on cooperation prepared for school students in collaboration with the Ministry of Cooperation and NCERT. The fourth batch of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra has reached Sherthang, Sikkim for acclimatization today. This batch had departed from Delhi on 2nd of this month and reached Bagdogra on the same day. The batch consists of 40 Yatris, 2 liaison officers, 1 official from ITBP and 4 support staff. In Odisha, the rituals for the world famous Bahuda Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra are going on in the holy city of Puri since this morning. More from our correspondent.
The sacred Bahuda Yatra, the grand return journey of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra is going on in Puri. Bahuda Yatra is a significant part of the Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra. The term Bahuda in Sanskrit means return, and this event beautifully symbolizes the gods' return to their celestial abode after a spiritually charged stay at their maternal aunt's house. Thousands of devotees have gathered in the holy city of Puri to witness this divine event, where mythology, rituals and devotion come together in a spiritual spectacle. Prakash Das, Akashwani News.
In U.S., at least 24 people were killed and dozens missing in Texas after severe flooding hit the state. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared a disaster for several central Texas counties and said search and rescue operations will continue till tonight. In cricket, India will resume their second innings on day 4 of the second test match with an overnight score of 64 for 1 and a commanding overall lead of 244 runs against host England at Edgbaston, Birmingham this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In boxing, India's Nupur advanced to the 85+ kg category finals of the World Boxing Cup in Astana, Kazakhstan, with a commanding 5-0 victory over Turkey's Saymat Dostars in the semi-final. In the men's 65 kg category, Avinash Jamwal advanced to the semi-finals after a strong win over USA's Rene Camacho, securing at least a bronze medal. And that's the end of this news bulletin.